nearly $1 billion is waiting to be sent out from the IRS. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 25th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, the head of Boeing is stepping down as the manufacturer continues to face scrutiny. So if TikTok does go away, what happens to businesses that use the platform? For the first time in 2 years, Trader Joe's has raised the price of a very popular product. There's a new look at inflation from the Fed. We'll talk about that. Hey, if you're looking for a low-stress gig that pays well, we have a list. We've got the Wall Street Report, and surprise, your hospital is charging fees for outpatient services even when not being admitted to the hospital. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're going to spend a few minutes with us here again today. The IRS is sitting on more than $1 billion in refund money from 2020 tax returns, and to get it, you gotta hustle, or it's gone. The Associated Press is reporting that the federal tax collector said roughly 940,000 people in the U.S. have until May 17 to submit tax returns for unclaimed refunds for tax year 2020, which total more than $1 billion nationwide. The average median refund is $932 for that year. Texas, California, Florida, and New York have the largest amount of people potentially eligible for these refunds. So the question is, how do you go about getting this? Well, for people who need to file a return, the IRS advises taxpayers to request their W-2, 1098, 1099, or 5498 from their employer or bank, or order a free wage and income transcript using the Get Transcript online tool at irs.gov. Generally, the deadline to claim old refunds falls around the April 15 tax deadline. But this year, the three-year window for 2020 unfiled returns was postponed to May 17. Why? Because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But if taxpayers haven't filed a return for tax year 2021 and 2022, any 2020 refunds would be withheld until they file for those years, as well as make sure that they don't owe money. Wall Street took a breather today as the major indexes failed to break above the flat line. However, West Texas Intermediate crude, that rose. Those numbers, they're coming at you in just a bit. There's a major shakeup going on over at Boeing, and it starts with their CEO, David Calhoun, who's leaving the company at the end of the year. Meanwhile, Stan Deal, president and CEO of Boeing's commercial airplanes unit, will retire immediately. Stephanie Pope, the company's chief operating officer for less than 3 months, has taken over leadership of that key division. The company said board chairman Lawrence Kellner, a former airline chief, will not stand for re-election in May and will be replaced by a former Qualcomm CEO. Boeing has been under intense pressure since early January when a panel blew off a brand new Alaska Airlines 737 MAX. Investigators say bolts that help keep the panel in place were missing after repair work at the Boeing factory. And the FAA has stepped up its critical look of the company, saying recently that Boeing favored manufacturing over safety. For many businesses, the platform TikTok has been a very helpful tool to put their brand out to a younger consumer segment of the country. But what if TikTok goes away? The bottom line is that major corporations will be able to flip and use a different platform. But small companies and solo entrepreneurs may be out of luck. The AP is reporting that a lot of what-ifs still surround a bill the U.S. House passed last week that would mandate TikTok Beijing's based parent company, ByteDance, to sell its stake in the platform within 6 months or face a nationwide ban. It is unclear when the Senate will take up the legislation or if it will approve a ban when it does. TikTok has been especially helpful for sales of everything from mascara to lip gloss. Large companies are already shopping around for a replacement, but the smaller companies or solopreneurs may have a tougher time switching platforms and then spend the money to gain traction. So yes, there is a business and economic impact of banning TikTok. People are going bananas over a 20% increase of Trader Joe's bananas. Trader Joe's bananas have cost 19 cents a piece since the chain first started selling them individually way back in 2001. CNBC is reporting that the never-changing price tag became a selling point for the fruit, with signage at some Trader Joe's locations boasting about the store's refusal to increase the cost of this potassium-rich produce. But now, it will cost you 23 cents to buy a single banana. However, while bananas are going up in price, other items have come down. Trader Joe's says, for example, produce like romaine hearts, bell peppers, and green onions have all gone down in price. Well, the bet is that inflation will ease. At least that's what's being bantered about prior to getting the latest numbers, which are due out on Friday. Reuters is reporting that Federal Reserve officials said they still had faith that U.S. inflation will ease, with housing price increases in particular expected to help pull down the headline pace of price increases. But they also acknowledged an increased sense of caution around the debate. In an interview with Yahoo Finance, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee said the persistence of housing inflation continues to surprise him, but that he also felt that too would ebb. Noting the slowed progress of inflation overall this year after a steady decline last year is of concern, and that concern is based in the housing sector. Why? Well, because the housing sector is a major component in the consumer spending basket. In the interview, he said, quote, "We've got to get housing inflation coming down closer to where it was before the pandemic." He went on to say, "I do think the market rents show that there's progress to be made, but we have to see that in the overall data," end quote. And yes, we will know more about inflation because new data is due out on Friday. So have you just about had it with your high stress level? Maybe looking for a gig that pays well, but also is low stress? Hey, guess what? You're in luck. We've got a list. Financially is reporting that an ideal role would include not waking up with a dread in the morning, afternoons without a whirlwind of deadlines, and evenings not spent wrestling with work-related anxieties. Those positions of low stress do exist. Careers where the stress is kept at bay while the salary remains enviable. Here's seven professions with low stress that pay over $70,000 a year. The first is technical writing. This role typically involves working regular hours in an office or remote setting with less likelihood of high-pressure deadlines or demanding physical tasks. Average annual salary, about $78,000. Agricultural engineering involves designing, developing, and improving farming equipment, machinery, and systems. Responsibilities include crop production, irrigation, environmental conservation, and the annual salary, about $79,000. Audiologists specialize in diagnosing and treating hearing and balance disorders. While there's always stress involved with working in healthcare, it's relatively low in this role. Annual salaries over $100,000 each year. How about a ship engineer? Here's a job that involves maintaining and operating the mechanical and electrical systems aboard a ship. Annual salary, $74,000. And if you're a numbers person, this might be just what you're looking for. Actuaries are responsible for assessing and managing financial risk for insurance companies, businesses, or government entities. Annual salary, $110,000. How about becoming an elevator install or repair technician? These positions involve specialized technical work focused on installing, maintaining, and repairing elevators, escalators, and related systems. It can be physically challenging, but the stress level is low. Annual salary, $79,000. And then there's being a radiation therapist. As we said, working in any healthcare setting comes with a level of stress, but the role of radiation therapy is seen as one of the least stressful. Annual salary, $93,000. You're welcome. Wall Street closed lower today, with the Dow sinking by 162 points to close at 39,313, while the Nasdaq finished the day off by 44 points to end the session at 16,384, and the S&P 500 fell by 15 points to close at 5218. Investors are keeping their powder dry ahead of the new inflation report, like we said, that's due out on Friday. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.29 to close at $81.92 a barrel at news time, and the 10-year Treasury gained to reach 4.249% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about surprising hospital fees that are hitting outpatients. The Wall Street Journal writes that unexpected facility fees are making routine doctor visits even more expensive. As hospitals increasingly acquire smaller medical groups, they're tacking on hospital fees onto visits of outpatient centers, increasing the price of standard medical care by hundreds of dollars. Many hospital systems now get at least half of their revenue from patients who were never admitted to the main hospital facility. Because of the fees, Medicare likely overpaid for some services by about $6 billion in 2021. Wow. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.